the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is Valentine's Day 2024. Josh Korn of the home team for the ride home as we get into the cocktail hour. For decades, we've reminded gentlemen, you got to bring her something. I don't got to mind the ladies. They already know. They're smarter than we are. Gentlemen, you got to bring her something. You got to do something. You got to show a little effort. You got to show a little love, because guess what? If you're not making her feel special, if you're not making her feel appreciated, somebody else is.
Yes, sir.
And all of us want and need to feel wanted and special and desired. Just saying. We got a couple updates on a couple situations. We'll get to those. We are live on this Wednesday, February 14th. From our downtown ESPN West Palm studios, right in the center of the square, Rosemary Square. Cocktail hour. Frank Sinatra, tell him what's up.
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
It is a cocktail hour, and it's proudly being presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Yum, yum.
Yum.
Good job, C-Cat.
That was good.
That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood.
Yum, yum.
Good job, C-Cat.
I love the little head nod he does to get really into it.
He's good. Crispy and crunchy and juicy and golden brown fried perfection. That is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Seafood Fest going on right now. I'm going to show a picture because I don't got a script. I don't need a script. I'm going to show a picture to our viewers on the YouTube channel at our ESPN West Palm.
Lift the page up so they can see the box. Heck yes.
See that right there? It says Seafood Fest is back for a limited time only.
Imagine that in color, too.
What must it look like in color?
Yeah, I'm just letting the audience know the food's not black and white.
Thank you, C-Cat.
Want to save ink.
He's laughing at himself.
Butterfly coconut shrimp. Incredible. Oyster dinner. Fried oysters. Single crab cakes available. Crab cake dinner. And the crab cakes, by the way, are fried. It's not like that, you know, that baked thing that you get with loose meat. It's fried.
Yeah, that's good. That's the way you
Incredible.
Want it.
Incredible. The best fried fish sandwich anywhere in town already. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County by the people. When Pete Davidson was in town, he said, take me to Bud's.
Of all the places in the world.
Could have gone in. Well, not in the world, but in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
Right. Of all the places in the world.
That are in these confines.
That are in Palm Beach County. Bud's is family owned and operated. Bud's Chicken and Seafood will change your life. When's the last time you had, by the way, Friday, had Bud's Chicken and Seafood here during Super Friday.
Nice.
Saturday night, a Bud's Chicken and Seafood tenders that I had left over from here on Friday.
Nice.
Sunday, for the game, had leftover Bud's Chicken and Seafood tenders, as well as shrimp, as well as corn fritters, and the fudge brownies they brought me. Shout out. Thank you, Philip. Monday. So I got to eat Bud's Friday. Actually, I didn't get to Saturday. I'm sorry.
Oh, Friday, what a bummer.
Saturday I didn't get to because I had the dental stuff done.
That's right.
So there was no chewing. There was no actual food. Friday, Sunday, Monday, last night, I had the final pieces of the fried shrimp. Heated those up in the air fryer. Perfect.
Yeah, I bet.
In the air fryer. 375, preheat, boom, 3.5 minutes. Perfect.
Thank you to Bud's, by the way. That was awesome. There's so much food.
They're the
so
best.
So much.
I mean, it's the most craveable, crunchable. It's just happy food, comfort food for the soul.
Yes.
Go to budschicken.com. Order ahead for pickup or delivery. Order ahead to dine in. Go to budschicken.com because Bud's Chicken and Seafood is
yum, yum.
All right, you're getting better. Cocktail hour. It's Valentine's Day. Two situations we'll update you on. It is not a nice sight in Kansas City, Missouri. Police are now confirming 10 injured, 3 critically injured, and 1 is deceased as a result of shootings that took place at the Kansas City Chief Victory Parade. 2 suspects reportedly apprehended. The situation in Palm Beach County we're keeping an eye on is happening near I-95 PGA Boulevard in the Gardens. So if you can avoid that area east of I-95, be cautious. There's police activity, etc. Because we live in a crazy world where people on this day, for some reason, have decided to take their issues out potentially upon others. So we're here to be helpful and just let you know areas to avoid and to be aware of. And so we'll do that right now. Okay? Okay. We continue on. It's Valentine's Day. Stephen A. Smith has an important message to share. Gentlemen, pay attention to the love doctor, as he calls himself, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, y'all. To all the ladies out there, happy Valentine's Day, number one. Number two, men everywhere know this holiday is not about us.
Exactly.
It's about y'all. You understand what I'm saying? We have nothing to do with it. It's bad enough that the other 364 days out of the year, we have no rights whatsoever.
Exactly.
I mean, y'all run the world. We all know what time it is. I mean, smart men know women are the ones with the real power. We just live in y'all world. You know, we want our big piece of chicken, as they say. We just want our big piece of chicken every now and then, okay? It's y'all world. We're just squirrels. You understand what I'm saying? It's who we are. We accept it. But on this day, more so than any other day, it is definitely all about y'all. And by the way, I must say, hold on to this moment.
Yeah.
You ain't getting it again. Y'all do look quite lovely.
Wow.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Stephen A. Smith quoting CNC Music Factory. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. Dun, 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 dun. Everybody dance now. Remember that song? Everybody dance now.
I mean, you sound exactly like her.
And in the music.
Yeah.
I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance. CNC Music Factory had a big couple of years there. 90 to 92.
A solid 2 years.
Well, 3 years. 90 to 92 would be 3 years.
And they still be bopping.
90, 91, 92, 3 years.
And they still be sampled and bopping everywhere.
Of course they do. Of course they do. They're huge. Do you have gifts and everything set for your girlfriend?
I've got the plan all laid out.
All right. As long as you're all set, as long as you got all your, you know, as long as you're prepared, because I know she's watching right now on our live YouTube stream on ESPN West Palm Play. Is there a message? You should look into the camera. Look into your camera. Mm. Turn your hat around or take your hat so we can see your face. And then a special message you want to send to your girlfriend on this Valentine's Day. Why don't you do that? I'll cue the music up for you. Why don't you tell her how much she means, unless you're ashamed on the air to do that. Why don't you tell her?
Isn't the song supposed to be in sad moments, by the way?
All right, close.
Sad moments?
My heart will go on.
Okay.
Whether it's this year.
It's the ultimate. This song to me means time is a construct. Love is eternal. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can break it. Nothing can end it or bend it.
Gotcha.
Our love remains regardless of the existence of time and space. See, Kat?
Year after year. Dog after dog. Apartment after apartment.
I love the solo shot right now. He's looking right in the fisheye lens.
You have been there with me. I have been there with you. Today, on this February 14th, not just a day, it's Valentine's Day for you and I, me and you. And this next piece right here.
And the rest of the world.
This,
go ahead.
This is just for the YouTube audience to subscribe ESPN West Palm Play. So, sorry guys, if you're listening on the ESPN app or in the car on the radio right now, you don't get this right here.
You do realize there's other ways to listen on ESPN
West. He just kissed the camera.
6-3. Primarily the audience on ESPN 106.3 FM. Then, secondarily, the audience that listens on smart speakers and streams by saying, play ESPN West Palm. Then the audience that listens on the ESPN app. Then the audience on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
At ESPN West Palm Play. Okay. In that order of importance.
Yeah.
You're under.
So we're trying to grow this audience. So I said, here's something exclusive. If you want to see it, you can get it.
Oh, I don't understand that.
And then you
that.
Kiss the camera.
I understand that.
But that was the surprise.
That's a surprise that you have planned for your girlfriend?
You kissed the camera?
Yeah, more than that.
Plan. You're driving in the car saying, oh, I got to subscribe to ESPN West Palm Play. I got to see what C-Cat did that I didn't get in audio only experience.
Hope you got more than that planned. I'm hoping you have more than that planned for her.
My dreams.
Can you not do that?
Why? I was singing.
I know. Like, that's why I said, can you not do that?
We didn't ask what you were doing.
I didn't ask you what you were doing. I didn't ask you why you were doing it. I just told you not to do it.
I was in a mood of just romantic.
You should turn your mic off, go lock yourself in the ladies' room, and sing your little heart out. Go in there.
And y'all would, and y'all would still hear me.
Oh, no, we won't.
Yeah,
no, no. I promise you we won't. I promise you we won't. And we'd be fine with that. You've got some Valentine's Day drama of your own, Jeanette Javier.
Yeah.
Do we have the there it is. Last night, we understand that you were out with a young man. Can you explain the situation, please? Walk us through this. Who's this guy? How well do you know him? What exactly was going on? And what did he say to you?
So this was a second date, and we've been texting for a while. First date we had a month ago, but because I've been very busy the past month, we've been texting, whatnot. And
how long have you been texting?
So this was the third time we've seen each other.
How long have you been texting though?
For like 2 months.
And you've only been on two dates?
Yesterday was, I guess we'll call it two.
Why?
Yesterday was just something that he needed to get off his chest. We'll get into later. But he was...
What I'm saying is, why did you talk so long without hanging out, spending time together?
Because I was just very busy covering the Korean series, working here, bartending. It was nonstop.
So he was pursuing, let's get together, let's hang out. So he's the one, and you've been the one who's been too busy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So last night you got a chance to get together. And
yes,
this was the second time you were going to hang out.
So it was kind of the way it happened. I was bartending. I got out of bartending from like at like 10:30 p.m., because we met at the sports bar at 11:45, and he was like, oh, Jeanette, I need to tell you something. I really want to talk to you. I'm like, is everything okay?
Did you think it was about the Magic losing again?
No.
Did they lose again?
I don't care.
Yeah, they must have. Because, if they won, she would have said, they didn't lose.
Anyways.
They won.
So he goes.
Turkoglu had 52.
He's not playing. He's retired.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was like, okay, is everything all right? And he goes, yeah, everything's fine. I just want to get something off my chest. I've been holding for a while. And, I just need to tell you. I was like, okay, cool. Right. So we met up. I ordered a glass of wine, which is kind of my post-bartending routine. I always have a glass of wine just to decompress. And he goes.
After work, every night, you have a glass of wine somewhere out.
No.
Doesn't matter where.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where.
At work.
Yes.
Got it.
Of course.
Right.
And he's like, overall, he gets into this very deep conversation. And the line that really got me was he said, I am ready to be a husband and a father.
Well, hold on. Slow down. Because let's not get there yet.
Okay.
How'd you meet this guy?
Online.
Online where?
This one was
Convict
Bumble.
Convict Cuties? What?
No, Bumble.
On Bumble.
This one was Bumble.
And then you've been texting for 3 months.
Yes.
Where was the first date?
The first date was in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. And what
at a
was
restaurant.
That? Dinner?
Yeah, it was dinner. Right.
And then was there any, after dinner, was there any, intimacy? Did you guys hold hands?
Nope.
Was there smooches?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope,
How's your attraction to this guy?
Not that much.
And who does he look like? Who's the celebrity look-alike?
A very ugly Jason Sudeikis.
A very ugly Jason Sudeikis.
Jeez.
So Jason Sudeikis, but an ugly version.
Very ugly.
Very ugly.
Yeah, it's an important word.
Not ugly, but a very ugly version.
Yes.
Okay.
The way this story's going, you're just kicking this dude when he's down. Because it probably doesn't end very well for him, and you just drop a very ugly.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
I think ugly would have done.
It's not very
well,
nice.
He asked for me the correct description. I'm not a liar, so I'm going to be honest about it.
Okay, so you weren't attracted to him.
No.
And then he said, hey, let's get together. So if you're not attracted to him, then why get together?
Because why not? I have nothing to lose. Like,
you're gonna eat
it was. It was also the urgency of the conversation. It was very, I want to talk to you. Like, something's up. And I was like, okay, this sounds pretty dire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go speak to you.
All right.
So we did. And he goes, I'm very interested, and I think I'm ready to move on with my next life. You know, I was divorced 3 years ago, and I really want to, become
How
a man.
How old is he?
30.
He's 30.
Yes.
And he's divorced. Does he have kids?
No.
Uh-huh. And so how did you guys ease into this conversation?
He just, I don't know. That's the part that shocked me.
You don't ease
me.
Into it.
No. He just wanted to go out and to a sports bar and meet up and just get this off his chest.
And what exactly did he say to you?
You want the line that hit me the most that actually gave me anxiety?
Yeah.
It was, I am ready to be a father and a husband.
Why did that give you anxiety?
Because it's just, I does not.
He didn't say with you.
What?
He didn't say with you.
He was implying he wanted something way more serious and committed in our relationship.
And your relationship is the second date.
Yes, exactly. So then to drop the why
really
I am ready to be husband.
Yeah.
And you want me to birth a child?
You
your child?
You
hell
are
no.
You really do attract winners, don't you?
It's weird. Like, help me.
You really do attract winners.
And then so it got to the point where he was like, Josh. He asked me twice why I'm still single. He asked me two times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why.
You know what, though? Here's the truth. If he would have had two more dates with you, he wouldn't ask. He would know.
Exactly.
We know why. C-Cat and I have never been on a date with you. But we
Thank
know why.
God.
We know why you're single.
I would be terrified to bring any man that I was thinking about getting serious with onto a microphone.
You're single by choice.
100%.
Correct. It's not this idea of like, oh, you could have boyfriends or fiancés if you so chose. You're single because you want to be single.
Yes.
Right. But also, you're single because you're you.
100%.
Which is why we wouldn't have to ask that question. We would get that. This dude, he sounds like he's a little bit lost, misguided? What's his deal?
A Looney Tune, absolutely.
Does he want tickets to spring training? Is that what it is?
I have no idea. And if he, no. You support my partners. You support the ballpark. You buy those tickets. I ain't giving it for
Cacti
free.
Cacti Ballpark, palmbeaches.com.
Go get your tickets. Tickets on sale now.
Right.
So it got to the point, especially after he dropped the "Why are you still single? You're so pretty." Da 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 da. The TV behind his head, like right above his head, mm-hmm. was replaying the Shaq's jersey going up at the Kia Center with the fantastic Orlando Magic.
Did you cry?
No. But if I, which was good too, because if I were crying, he would have thought it was because of him and the beautiful words that he was saying. And I put that in quotes.
He didn't say he wanted to marry you and have kids with you.
No, but he was definitely implying.
He said he was ready to have kids and get married.
Yes.
But he didn't say with you.
No.
Right.
But that's where the conversation was going, where he was ready to lock me down and think of a future with like kids and being a wife. And I was like, hell no.
Or if it was saying, this is where I'm at. Like, just so you know, if we're going to get serious, I want to get serious. Making sure you're buckled up and ready to go.
That's kind of where he was. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it's a warning shot. It's not necessarily getting down on one knee right now for you. He's saying making right. sure that you're on the same page.
Look, you're not into the guy. The bottom line is this whole thing is a bunch of nonsense and we're wasting time, and you're wasting time because if you were attracted to him, you'd work around it.
Mm.
You'd string him. If you were super...
I think there was a lesson for me in this, Josh.
If you were super attracted to... Yeah, the lesson is don't just go out with anybody to eat for free and drink for free after work because you can, because then you meet guys like this and it just goes sideways. If you were super attracted to this dude,
uh-huh.
and he said that to you, you would process it and you'd be like, well, let's see how this goes over the next 3 or 4 dinners. I mean, dates. I mean, cocktail sessions.
How much money are you
going
to save me?
Right.
He even offered to pay off some of my debt, dude. And this conversation.
You might
want to
call
okay.
him back.
you might want to
rethink this.
I've got some debt he can take care of.
Listen, you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
If you got a red light bulb, if you put red lighting on in a dark room, he'll look like a not so ugly Jason Sudeikis.
Just not a very ugly.
He'll look like a kind of ugly Jason Sudeikis.
Okay, I guess
the red light could help you.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish I had that. You know, so advice you, last night.
So you text this dude. And by the way, this was a dude you've been talking to.
Yes.
But if you weren't attracted to him, why would you keep talking to him?
Because
you can get stuff. Right, I forgot.
It was fun.
But there's merit to giving a guy a chance, right? Like,
if you're not attracted to him.
If you go, maybe you see him in a different light and maybe it's...
No, the only light she needs to see him in is red light, where he looks like a not so ugly Jason Sudeikis. We just did that.
But I think that's a sign of growth from Jeanette. Per se. I'll give her credit there, where it's not just immediate, okay, I don't immediately find you attractive right now.
Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you, Z-Cat.
Hold on. Hold on. Jeanette, moment of truth.
Uh-huh.
You're saying thank you to him, and that's a nice thought that he makes.
Uh-huh.
Is why you continue to talk to him and then agree to meet up with him because you were wanting to exhibit growth, or was it a case of this guy is going to buy me dinner and pay for this wine?
It's kind of in the middle.
All right, take it back.
It's a little bit of growth.
If any of your intention was to get free food, I'll take it all back.
It's a little bit. He took me to really nice restaurants.
I want to remind everybody, it's not what people do. It's why they do it. It's not what people say. It's why they say it. But your motivation wasn't, you know what? I want to explore the person within. I want to move beyond the physical and the attraction. Your motivation was, it's a Tuesday night. And this guy's a loser, and he's going to buy me wine and feed me after work, so might as well.
You'd rather go out to eat, they'd rather have the leftover lasagna that's in my fridge right now. That's kind of the process that you're going through.
Kind of, maybe.
Okay, want to take back what you said?
Yep, I take it all back. Rewind.
I had you, Christian, for a little bit.
You didn't have me.
I know.
Can't fool me.
Okay.
Okay.
So I sat on the conversation, and I was like, this is your moment of growth, going back to growth, C-Cat. Instead of completely ghosting the guy and blocking him, I actually sent him a text message.
Why would you ghost him? Why would you ghost him?
Because I legit got anxiety.
Are you 16?
What? No. I'm 33. The only thing that made me feel better was seeing Shaq's jersey go up in the rafters on TV right above his head as he's trying to almost profess his love to me.
But why are we so inconsiderate to others? Ghost and block. This, I hate society.
Uh-oh.
I hate what happened today in Kansas City. I hate whatever situation may or may not have occurred PJ Boulevard Gardens, where there's police activity, and they're saying folks try and avoid that area east of. I hate so much about society today. The me aspect of it. There's so many things that are just like, oh. This ghosting, this, instead of having a difficult conversation or being considerate to others, I'm just going to avoid it. What's this fear of conflict?
Yeah, you don't get points for being decent enough to tell him.
She wanted
points.
No,
no, no. I think
points.
I deserve points from going from ghosting men
she wanted points.
To
she wanted
not
points.
Ghosting them.
She wanted points for not ghosting and blocking.
That's like, great. Not, I think that's a moment of growth.
No. It's like washing your hands after using the bathroom.
In fact, you get points against to. For wanting points. For thinking
correct.
That is above and beyond.
Take
you
those
get
points away. Take them away.
What? No.
Loser. Yes.
No, it does not go back. I am proud of the fact that I texted him and I took that anxiety out and I let him know how I felt instead of just being deuce.
The screamy,
I deserve points for that.
The screamy
give me my points
the
back.
The screamy voice that you like to go to, that one right there, take that down maybe an octave and a notch, because as much as it may feel entertaining, the guys are like, oh, I get this when I get home. Oh, I get this from my kids, my dog. So just take that octave.
Maybe okay, take it down.
Yeah, just keep. So you seem
just
more
give me my points.
Appealing and desirable to the audience as opposed to whine, complain, and me, yeah, yeah.
Well, then give me my points.
All right, you're not getting points.
No, you're getting less and less points the more this conversation goes.
You're not getting points for doing the right thing, what you're supposed to do.
Well, can I text you what I said to him? Can I read what I sent to him?
Soap opera. Here goes what Jeanette texted. Because Jeanette was such a hero.
Uh-huh.
And she was so admirable and honorable.
Thank you.
What a hero.
Thank you.
To not block.
Uh-huh.
And ghost a man who simply said, I think I'm ready in life to get married, to have kids.
Essentially, you didn't mow down a pedestrian on a walkway. You
no,
didn't
I did
do
not.
That, so you want to be rewarded for that.
100%.
He didn't
you.
Say, I'm ready to marry you and have kids with you. He didn't say that.
But why are you like begging me to meet you out after I finish bartending when I'm exhausted? I just want to go home, drink a glass of wine, and watch Arrested
Development. Because today's Valentine's Day, and this poor soul probably would like very much to have a Valentine.
No, not me.
What do you mean, no, not you?
I don't know. Well, let me read you the text message I sent.
I'm saying you got to be careful with how you treat people. You got to be careful with how you view people, because it might be fun to get some free wine after work, but eternity's eternity, and karma keeps score, doesn't forget. And when you look on the sidewalk and there's a roach, that roach may have been in a previous life a human being that used the opportunity to take advantage of people for wine and chicken wings. Who knows?
No, this one was steak.
You don't know.
What goes around comes around.
What goes around. The great 21st century philosopher Justin Timberlake. What goes around, goes around, goes around, baby, comes back around.
It goes on something like that, yeah.
Close enough. What did you text to Ugly Jason Sudeikis?
Hey.
Otherwise
no,
known
it's,
as...
It's not, that's a different guy. This is really ugly.
This is Jason very ugly Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, this is R-U-J-S.
R-U-J-S.
Really ugly. R-U-J-S. Go ahead. Go.
Hey, R-U-J-S. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to ghost for a bit, but I had to think about a conversation.
Slow down.
It's a bit of a text, and I don't think we're on the same page. It's great that you are ready for something committed and long-term, but I'm not there yet with all the uncertainty and instability that surrounds me. I'm not even sure if I want children, and you mentioned several times you did, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with, but that's just not for me.
Hey, listen. At least you didn't say that you're really sorry, but you enjoyed your time together. At least you didn't say that.
No, not at all. I said that in the next sentence. I'm really sorry, but I really enjoyed our time together.
What?
Hope you find what you're looking for.
Oh my God, I'm a genius. Did he write you back?
No.
Good. You deserve the ghostings that you've delivered.
You deserve the ghosting.
I know that's a benefit for me. I don't care if he ghosts me. That's the whole point of
also,
this.
Also, I hope that you are part of a reality show where he shows up with a camera crew, pulls off an ugly mask, and is a gorgeous, handsome, billionaire tech entrepreneur.
Jason Sudeikis.
Who's a really, maybe it's Jason Sudeikis not wearing, you know, underneath that mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I still do have Valentine's Day plans today.
You have Valentine's Day plans for tonight.
Yes.
But were you just out with this guy last night? But you didn't have plans, you did have plans with this guy.
I did have plans.
And then you broke the plans when?
With this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like now, when I sent that text.
So this is earlier today.
Oh, earlier today.
So you didn't say, let's cancel tonight.
What? No.
You got to be careful. Like, what you did, I think, is kind of hurtful. to be honest with you. There's a better, why not just keep the plans with him for tonight? He didn't do anything wrong.
No, he freaked me out. I don't want to do that. I don't want to lead him on. I don't want
to
say.
You don't want to lead him on? You've been talking to him for 3 months.
Well, that.
And after you saw he wasn't attractive,
you
didn't.
You're not giving me my flowers for cancel, for just not ghosting him and being proud.
You don't deserve flowers.
And speaking my mind and honesty that I am not ready for what he is, so we need to end this.
As a human being, the least you could do is do it to his face with the plans that you agreed to tonight.
No, that's not.
That
would have been worse.
No.
I feel like that would have been worse. No. Christian.
You keep the plans and you have a nice time together, and then throughout the conversation.
And then I break his heart.
No, you didn't break his heart.
You steer him in the right direction.
No, he just comes to the realization that you're on different pages, different places. Let him realize that. Let him figure that out.
Sometimes they don't realize, Josh.
All right, so you broke those plans, and you told him, thanks, but no thanks, good luck to you.
Uh-huh.
All right, great. And so then what'd you do? You went to your bench?
Yeah, I went to my bench.
Okay, and then who'd you hit up from there?
I hit up another guy, obviously.
Uh-huh. Right.
And this one I've been talking to.
And what'd you say to him? What'd the text message say to him?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, you? What are you doing tonight?
Because he asked if I was free today.
When did he ask you that?
Like 2 weeks ago. And I said, I don't know yet.
So this dude has really unhealthy self-esteem and self-worth.
I guess so.
So you're going from ugly Jason Sudeikis to no self-esteem, no self-worth guy.
Yeah, but he's actually way more attractive and he's studying to be a doctor. So that's something we relate with, Christian.
But someone who asked you, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? And you said you can't, you have plans.
Uh-huh.
Who then comes back to you on Valentine's Day and says, hey, if your offer's still good, I'm available. That dude has to have the self-respect and dignity to say, yeah, no, I'm not able now to, even if he is able to. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, now he's the backup plan. And allowing yourself to be the backup plan in the last minute Valentine's Day thing, bleep that, bleep you. Where's his dignity?
It's also the implication. If you're asking this guy out for plans on Valentine's Day, you're kind of saying, I kind of want to be a couple with you. Because there's every single other day of the week and of the year.
You can go out
with your friends. You can go out by yourself. You don't need to go out with a possible partner.
No, this one's very casual, Christian.
You're doing too much, C-Cat. No,
I don't know.
No. Yeah.
Rubs me the wrong way.
That's good. I'm glad somebody's rubbing you. That's all that matters to me. Right way, wrong way, at least you're getting rubbed. I don't like the fact that this guy, I mean, said, okay, yeah, sure, great. Because that tells me that he's got nothing better to do. And it also tells me that he was like, okay, sure, fine. Like, you wouldn't let someone do that to you. You wouldn't let a guy that you said, hey, let's get together Valentine's Day, you couldn't, suddenly can. If he said to you, hey, I'm available now, you know what you tell him? Bleep off.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yep. So you know how you would do. You should expect him, the guy that, to want to be the same. But you don't really care about this guy either.
No.
It's just better than that option.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Because this one's more casual. The other one was like, once you drop the kids in the husband line and like serious commitment and whatnot, like, so once you try to lock me down, it's bad.
Remind me to never fly on a plane with her. Or travel or be in situations that danger could be involved. Because karma's coming for her, and I don't want to be collateral damage.
Treating these people so disposable, man.
Disposable.
Matt treated me so disposable in my previous lives.
So this dude's got to be a real winner. And I don't mean to be mean if he's listening. If you're listening or watching on YouTube,
no,
fella,
I told him not to.
Which means he totally
is. Oh. You should have said nothing.
Guess what? You're about to have no plans tonight either. You're about to have no plans. Oh, I pray to Lord Jesus, please let this man be watching, listening, watching on YouTube on our ESPN Most Palm Play channel. Let this man be listening right now on ESPN 106.3. It is 5:37 p.m. on Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Lord, I won't ask you for anything else for the rest of the year. If you let this man be listening and stand her up.
Exactly. Not cancel the plans. Let you think that you're still doing something tonight.
I got one better.
Order a bunch of stuff,
and then he goes to the bathroom and leaves.
We got Josh praying on the radio. I'm done. No, he already offered to drop chocolates off at my house earlier today.
Yeah, earlier today, before the show, before now.
Yeah, real casual. Real casual thing.
All right, we'll come back to some of this, I guess, when we come back. If that's the case, we'll see. We'll find out together. Kelce Brothers got into what really happened on the sideline with Andy Reid and why it happened. This is fascinating. Plus, Mad Dog made his wife mad. Well, now she's Mad Wife, I guess, right? Mad Dog and Mad Wife?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Super Bowl, you knew it was going to happen. He explains why. And by the way, I can totally envision this because this kind of thing happens to me where this kind of question gets asked of me. I get texted these questions. He had to deal with his wife, unfortunately. Mad Dog, well, you know him better than we do, obviously. He's a sweet guy, but He wants to watch the game alone. I think he's made that clear.
Yeah, simple principle, simple requests. And when they're not met,
he wants to watch the games alone. Truist, when you start with care, you get different, you get better. You get a different kind of bank, you get a better kind of bank. Shout out to Jason and my people from Truist that remind us. And people say it doesn't matter. It's what they do that matters most. Checking, savings, credit cards, mortgages, loans, investments. They do all that to simplify your life so you can focus on the important things in life. For some, that's getting married or having a baby, buying a home, going to college, starting a business. Visit a branch near you. Check them out online. You will see and feel the difference for yourself because it's not what people say that matters, what they do. And when you start with care, you get a different and you get a better kind of bank. You get Truist. TRUIST.com. Truist. We're back in moments. Valentine's Day Spectacular with Brother Love on ESPN 106.3.
Is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Valentine's Day 2024, Wednesday, February 14th. Josh Cohen and the home team for the ride home inside the cocktail hour. Inching our way to getting her done. Remember, gentlemen, you gotta bring her something. Her, him, you gotta bring them something. It shows a little effort, shows a little care, shows that you listen, shows that you remember. When I say remember, I don't mean today. I mean something that they told you on your first date or when you were texting for 3 months before that you hung out the first time and then the second time. That's a Jeanette joke to the last segment.
Yeah.
Reference, I should say.
And the third time.
You got to show, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to, I promise you. Women love sentimentality and nostalgia. They love things that prove that you paid attention back when you were getting to know them with the first date or whatever. Doesn't have to be expensive, trust me. But you do have to show a little bit of love. You got to make them realize and know that, man, you got to treat it today. I don't care how long you've been together. You got to make her feel today like how she felt when you were trying to get her to go out with you the first time or the second time. Does that make sense?
Does to me.
Yep.
Then do it.
And I agree with that.
Well, I'm so glad I have your endorsement, Queen of Karma. Add more. You know what else people like for Valentine's Day?
What?
New cars.
Yeah.
And the smell of new cars. Ed Morris Automotive Group. What you drive says a lot about you. And if what you're driving has Ed Morris name on it, it says you expect a lot from your vehicle. Ed Morris doesn't just sell vehicles. They stand behind them and behind each and every single one of the more than 2 million people who drive vehicles from Ed Morris Automotive. That's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morris Automotive Group of dealerships has been in business since 1946. 78 years. Dedication. Dedication to customers. Dedication to community. When Ed Morris says they got your back, believe it. Ed Morris proudly supports the Miami Dolphins. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morris. Visit edmorris.com today. And remember, you. That's right, you. Are always backed by Morse. I'm looking at my haircut from today. Got a little bit of a fade going on, a little short on the sides and on top. I did it myself here. It looks kind of clean. But also, it's Volkanovski fight week. Alexander Volkanovski, UFC 298. And I'm glad that I'm not out there in Anaheim because people would be like, are you Alexander Volkanovski? And are you sickly? Where's all your weight? Why are you so tiny and small? And I'd say, no, I'm not him. But we do resemble when I grow my beard out a little bit and with this haircut. We do look a little bit alike. I didn't see it at first, but then I'd be in Vegas during fight weeks and he'd be participating and people would tell me, members of the media would tell me, UFC employees would tell me. Volk's been on the show. We've had him a couple times. Every time he's been on the show with us, he's won the fight that week. And I told Volk, listen, it's bad news for you. People tell me. And he said, I understand, mate. You can't be that bad looking.
I mean, Andy Reid, the fake Andy Reid, got popular and got a lot of press, got a lot of attention during Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Fake Volkanovski doesn't have that quite ring to it for you?
No, not whatsoever.
No.
One of the best things about our new studios.
I don't like it for him.
Our new studios is overlooking Rosemary, a boulevard. I'm sorry, Rosemary, it's Avenue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Rosemary Avenue?
Yeah.
It's Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Watching all the people going to dinner reservations, watching all the couples. And the different types of outfits.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm glad you know said this.
Right.
Josh, thank you.
People watching is unbelievable from our studio today.
And then you have the singles who are going to the gym, to LA Fitness. That's typically me.
And right down here to F-45.
And F-45, right? Absolutely.
Right there on
the They're Averia. Leaving F-45.
That's right. Time now to hear the Kelce brothers explain what actually happened on the sideline between Travis and Andy Reid on Sunday. What happened and why it happened. Take a listen first on the bumping. Listen.
The broadcast showed you having a heated exchange with Coach Reid.
So heated. People are all over this. I mean, I get it.
You cross the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping Coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff.
I mean, let's be honest. The yelling in his face, too, is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this.
I love Coach Reid. Coach Reid knows how much I'd love to play for him. I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red. If he calls it quits this year, I'm out there with him, man.
He ain't calling it quits. Come on now.
He's not. I immediately wish I would have took a bet. Coach Reid actually came right up to me after that, and he just let him know, hey, man, I love your passion. I got cameras on me all over the place, man.
He's letting you know not to be like that.
Just fired me up even more to go out there and get a f***ing victory for him, man. Big Red, sorry if I caught you with that cheap shot, baby, but damn, I love winning with you.
Damn, I love winning with you. How about brother Jason, who's saying you crossed the line, you went too far, like holding him accountable not making excuses and not saying it's not a big deal. I'm making a big deal. Jason Kelce, by the way, when Jason Kelce is the voice of reason, you have to really re-examine where you're at in your life. Because you saw him Sunday with his luchador wrestling mask on and behind the DJ booth in the club.
Marshmallow, yeah.
Listen, I love the brothers Kelce. I love Jason the most. They're tremendous. I love the accountability here. These dudes are keeping it real. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that it was wrong and I went too far, but it's a good thing that.
Yeah, Jason's kind of steering Travis the right direction here, yes. Saying, you messed up. You should really be apologizing for this. I'm not going to bury you for it. You weren't too aggressive. This, that, and the other thing. But you were wrong here.
Right.
Leading him in the right spot. He should be his PR manager, really.
He kind of is. By the way, another thing I'm enjoying watching is the number of people that are leaving the Salty, which is a donut shop here right across from our studios, with boxes. People are not just bringing the old traditional heart-shaped box with chocolate. Clearly, people are getting donuts that they're bringing to their Valentine's. And I love that because, again, it's not the stereotypic, traditional, cookie-cutter nonsense, you know. I like the originality. Who doesn't like donuts? Who wouldn't like donuts for Valentine's Day?
I would love donuts.
You know what I'm saying?
I would love buds.
I mean, somebody give me a box of buds for Valentine's Day. I can take those tenders, put them in the shape of a heart.
I was going to say, two chicken tenders like that, that'd be perfect.
To look like a heart?
Uh-huh. Make a chicken wing heart from Twin Peaks.
Any which way. Just what's specific to the person you're giving it to, I'm shaping it as a heart.
For sure. All right. We'll keep those separated. Let's continue on. All right. All right. Let's do that. Here is why this happened, according to the brothers Kelce. Here's an examination of, maybe how you can understand in the heat of the moment with 200 million people watching why you'd behave like this. Take a listen.
I'm not trying to make this situation acceptable, but this is what happens when you have highly motivated, passionate individuals. This doesn't happen if you and Andy aren't as close as you are. That's what nobody knows. The reason this happens is because you two love each other so much and respect each other so much that you feel open enough to have an interaction like this.
It wasn't me mad at Coach Reid as it looks. It was the frustration of our team not having success, turning the ball over, and me being
on the sideline.
Just on not the able sideline. To go out there.
Damn it. It was pleading with your head coach to let you go out there and win this month. That's what it was. Me and you both know what it was. Andy knows what you mean to him and what he means to you.
So Jason, who was first, like, you got to be accountable. You got to own this and you were wrong, is then in the position of saying, look, I know what it is. You know what it is. These people got to understand what it is and know where it's coming from. Because again, it's not what you do. It's why you do it. He's not mad at Andy. He's frustrated in the situation. But am I going to, reel that in just a little bit? You might got to reel that in just a little bit. It's a bad look. And Kelce gets away with it because he's Kelce. But A.J. Brown tweeted out, if that was me, y'all would have me arrested. Mm-hmm. And they're probably right.
But if the turnover was a ball thrown to the tight end that replaced Travis Kelce and he dropped it, he got intercepted, and now the other team has the football, he'd have a little bit more of a case here. What was Travis Kelce going to do prevent that from happening?
Noah Gray blew the blocking assignment, which allowed for the fumble to take place, and saying if I was there in that formation, I would have made certain that didn't happen.
Okay, dude. Hold on to the football.
Correct. It's just frustration.
Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl. We get all the way down here, and we got nothing to show for it.
It's also narcissism. That's what I think
If they had 10 points at the time, he probably wouldn't have acted that way. They had no points at the time. It was the second quarter. It was like, here we go. We're going to get 7. We got nothing instead. Speaking of mad and big mad, We got time for Matt? We better save this?
Yeah, we'll save it for tomorrow.
All right, we'll save it for tomorrow. We come back, we'll check our Twitter debate poll results, and we've got the championship of Cringe Dad Joke Daily Comedy Spotlight, CCAT, on this Valentine's Day with three cringy dad jokes about love.
For the lovebirds only.
Oh, for the lovebirds only.
Oh, I'm not part of it.
Can't hardly wait. Anna Jarre and Levine are accident attorneys. They were my accident attorneys when I had my accident. And they can be yours as well. And they will fight for you. And they don't get paid unless you get paid. Car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall, medical malpractice. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine are friends of mine. And they got a big team of litigators that will fight for you. Again, they will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine, the Anajar and Levine difference. Takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So do that. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. That's 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And it's Sean Levine, accident attorneys. Don't try to deal with the insurance companies on your own. Don't even try to talk to the insurance companies on your own, because they will never fight fair. And they'll say, oh, we're going to look out, we're going to take care. And they're going to try and give you 70% of what your car is worth, or 50% of what it would cost to replace your car. That's why you let Anajar and Levine handle all that stuff. And remember, they don't get paid unless you get paid. 800-747-FREE, Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Take back control of your life. The 2-minute warning is in effect. Valentine's Day. Gentlemen, if you're about to get out the car, unless you got something in your hands for that woman in your life or that man in your life, get back in the car and go get something. And trust me, I'm saving you. Because tomorrow, wait and see the DMs I get. Wait and see the texts and the tweets that I get about, oh, bleep, I forgot. How do I fix this? You'll hear. It's the home team on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying, play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Got an update on the situation in Kansas City where one person is dead, up to 10, 15 injured. Shots fired at the end of the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Two people taken into custody. The mayor and police chief held press conferences today to share what they knew. If this is the reality of life in America in the 2020s, this is just what it is. And the fact that we got to live with it, well, that'll be reexamined at some point, sometime by someone else. I want to remind everybody, you know, life is obviously irreplaceable, precious, and there's no commodity in life that's as valuable as time. Talk about Brain Matters Research and the work they do. Because eventually all of us are going to have to leave this planet, as we know, but you don't want it to be as a result of Alzheimer's. You don't want it to be as a result of dementia. You do not want that. As Doc shared when he joined me for ESPN West Palm tonight. It used to be you didn't want to know if you were going to develop Alzheimer's or dementia, but now you do. Now you do, if that's going to be the case. And by the way, memory screenings, fast and quick little easy tests. They ask you, like, what month is it and where are we? And if you're 50 and over, you should be having it done part of your annual routine checkup anyway. If you're not, tell the people who are. Because you want to know who you are the rest of your life. And you want the people that you know and love to know who you are and who they are the rest of your life. Two new groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's have shown the ability to stabilize progression and even restore some issues. These are wonderful people that do wonderful work at Brain Matters Research. They have an office on the Palm Beaches. They have an office in the Treasure Coast. Nothing can cost you a cent. Everything is at absolutely no cost to you whatsoever. In fact, if you participate in the study, you'd be compensated for your time. You'd be compensated for your travel. Go online, memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreenings, plural, Florida.com. Brain Matters Research, making your memories matter. Let's go right to the championship of Cringe Dad Joke Daily, Valentine's Day edition. CCAT, go.
How do vampires know if they had a successful Valentine's Day?
Don't know how.
If it's love at first bite.
Ha ha ha. That's cute.
Uh-huh. That's a funny joke.
It's not.
Number two.
Why should you date a goalie?
I don't know why.
He's a keeper.
I like that one. That one's good.
And number one.
What did the man with a broken leg tell his Valentine?
Don't know what.
I have a crutch on you.
2-minute warning. Coming up next, it's the boardroom with Ken Lavica. Heat and Sixers. We got pregame for you. 7:30's tip, I believe, right?
Yep.
From Philadelphia. We are back tomorrow for Every Day Above Ground.
It's a good day.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Bye, bad guy.
Have a great night. Be safe. Home team time, just about 6 p.m.